from Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, the Sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
I'm on my way, gonna stay in the hills of Colorado, high and wide and free. That's the place for me. I live at ease, life's a breeze in the hills of Colorado.
Heaven can't be far when you're near a star.
Snow-capped mountains, rippling streams,
haunt my memory.
Someone's calling in my dreams, come back to me. We live in love high above in the hills of Colorado.
Colorado's charms will be in my arms again when I'll be back in Colorado again.
Well, today, Judy is full of high hopes. The exclusive Saddle and Hunt Club of Brentwood is going to choose the queen of their annual charity rodeo.
That's right, Mr. Petrie, that's right.
And the queen of the rodeo may be you, Judy.
That's right, partner. I'm a real dyed-in-the-wool Westerner.
Well, I might have known it, Judy. You can tell most Westerners by their long drawls.
Yeah, and mine sure get baggy around the knees. Howard, all of my relatives come from the Old West.
I didn't know that, Judy.
Yes, sirree. Why, one of my grandfathers shot it out with that famous Indian Standing Bull.
You mean Sitting Bull?
Not after Grandpa shot him. Yes, sir. Grandpa went out and fought the Indians, and it sure made him mad when he got home and found Grandma smooching with some famous general.
Custer?
He sure did. He called her every name he could think of.
Oh, Judy, do you think you've got a good chance of becoming queen of the rodeo?
Why not, Howard? Why, I can ride a horse, rope a cow, and even milk one if I have to. You don't come to think of it, cows is funny animals, the way they're put together.
Well, what do you mean, Judy?
Shucks, all that plumbing and no sink. Mighty confusing.
Well, Judy, how are they going to select the queen of this rodeo?
Well, I'll tell you, Howard, the committee picks her, you see. They give the girls 1 point for horsemanship, 1 point for a pretty figure, 1 point for a pretty face, and 1 point for glamour.
Well, how do you stand with the committee?
I owe them 3 points. Hey, you know, there's a snooty society lady named Miss Prutwhistle who's got a lot of pull with the committee, and I got a hunch she might want to be queen herself.
Well, Judy, why don't you see if you can't talk her out of it?
Say, now that's a good idea. I think I'll go over there right now and see her. Well, this is that rich Miss Prutwhistle's house, all right. Gold doorknobs, mother of pearl nameplate, and a mink doormat. Whew. I guess I'll ring the bell.
Yes? Whom did you wish to see?
Howdy, I came to see Miss Prutwhistle. Are you Mr. Prutwhistle?
No, but I live here. I'm Mrs. Prutwhistle's gentleman.
Gosh, does Mr. Prutwhistle know about this?
Who is there, Smedrock?
It's me, Judy Canova.
Young lady, I am in the habit of having my guests properly announced. After all, I am a Prutwhistle.
A what whistle?
Prutwhistle.
Say, do you have a loose bridge or is that a leaky pressure cooker? come to see if maybe you wouldn't help me be queen of the rodeo.
But would an upstart like you know about riding in a rodeo?
Why, I'm riding home on a horse, let's face it.
Yes, you're a horse face if I ever saw one.
Oh, come on now, Prudy. My face ain't that hard to take. Why, I got the kind of looks that grow on a person.
Well, I'm glad they're growing on you instead of me. Oh, Miss Canova, I spend half of my time being witty.
Well, if you want to be a half-wit, that's your own business.
Miss Canova, it might interest you to know that I hope to be queen of the rodeo myself.
You want to be queen at your age?
Why, I'm barely touching 31.
Touching it? Shucks, you're beating it to a pulp. Why don't you let it up? Give it a chance.
Miss Canova, huh? I haven't got a gray hair in my head.
No, but I'd sure like to get a look at those roots. Why, Prudy. Prudy, your hair is so red, it's a wonder that Congress don't investigate it. Well, Prudy, I guess you don't think I'll be queen of the rodeo.
I certainly do not. There's one big thing that stands in your way. The final decision rests with Mr. Gregory, who is chairman of the committee, and Mr. Gregory has an eye for women of charm and beauty.
Well, then I still have a chance. Why, when I walk down the street, men always give me a second glance.
I don't doubt it. You're a little hard to believe the first time. Young woman, you may as well give up. In my opinion, you're too stupid to be in a rodeo. I don't think you could tell the difference between a horse and a jackass.
Well, stand back a minute and let me look at your ears. So long, Prudy. I'll see you later. Oh, Aunt Aggie, I'm home.
Oh, Judy, how did you make out? Do you think you'll be queen of the rodeo?
I ain't sure, Aunt Ag. Miss Prutwhistle says one great big thing stands in the way.
One great big thing?
Somebody talking about me. Oh, hello, Geranium.
Say, Miss Judith, I hope you get to be in that rodeo. You know, I worked on a dude ranch once, and they put me in a bronco busting contest.
Oh, were you any good? Did you bust a bronco?
Did I? Honey, I busted him in four places.
Well, golly, Geranium. Golly, didn't the horse throw you off by kicking his legs?
Kicking his legs? Honey, after I got on him, he was buried in the ground up to his knees.
Did they have to get you another horse to ride?
Yeah, but they had to put blinders on him.
Put blinders on him? Why?
Yeah, when that horse saw what he had to carry, he said, "Hey, I just..."
This has got to be funny. Hurry up. I can't wait.
I'm just taking passengers. Ship the cargo by rail.
You'll get real thin and those things won't happen.
Yeah, well, I got a good start, Miss Judy. My boyfriend Pomeroy took me out last night to a place where I could do my setting down exercise.
Geranium. Geranium, you mean setting up.
No, honey, I mean setting down. He took me ice skating.
Well, golly, did people make remarks when you fell down?
No, honey, but the ice sure made some funny cracks.
Talk ain't gonna help me be queen of the rodeo.
Oh, I don't know about that, honey. Pomeroy's got a friend who owns the fastest horse in California. Maybe you could borrow it.
Well, is the horse really fast?
Fast? Honey, if you got on him in Los Angeles at midnight, he'd have you in Cucamonga at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that sounds swell, except for one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Who wants to be in Cucamonga at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Judy will be back in just a minute. But meanwhile, I'd like to read another enthusiastic letter we received the other day from another Super Suds fan. Here it is. Gentlemen, I just want you to know how much your great new Super Suds has enlightened my wash days. When you say new Super Suds gives extra suds for extra whiteness, you're right. I wash for a family of five, and I've got to have suds. I sure get them with new Super Suds. I know no other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter, remove more dirt, and I don't use bleach. Those extra suds wash all my clothes cleaner, so gentle on my hands and bright colors, too. When you say it was proved that just one box of Super Suds can make enough suds to fill a freight car, I believe it. Signed, Mrs. James Harrington, New York. And like Mrs. Harrington, housewives all over the country are rushing for new Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness.
No other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter. And you need no bleach.
Super Suds, Super Suds, extra suds for whiter duds.
Now, in answer to your many requests, Judy Canova and the Sportsman bring you Judy's timely musical interpretation of the political scene.
New Year's, Easter are a lot of fun. But if I had to pick out just one day from all the rest, without a thought I'd say Election Day, 'cause that's what I like best. I can hardly wait till 48 to find out who will be my favorite candidate. From on an empty soapbox, they'll give us all the dope. But remember that an empty soapbox only means no soap. Pretty soon our radios will shake to hear the promises that they intend to break. A car in each garage and a chicken in every pot. Be sure to vote for me. Here, have a cigar. Oh, thanks a lot. My housing plan, under each park bench I'll put a cot. Oh, I can hardly wait till 48.
Will it be Truman?
Well, that depends upon St. Louis.
Will it be Dewey?
Well, California's always Dewey.
Will it be Stassen?
Well, partly.
Will it be Taft?
Well, Hartley.
Spread the word around, she said she's coming over. Judy Canova will soon appear. Let's get busy, this is really a sensation. What an ovation she's gonna hear.
Thank you, members of Local 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, 8. Remember, Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. But the price of meat the way it is, the lamb has got to go. And don't forget my platform. If you can't make both ends meet, make one a vegetable.
Judy, the Republicans and Democrats would like you to speak before their party meeting.
Boy, that's for me. Well, I ain't never passed up a party in my life.
All the Republicans and Democrats consider it their duty not to elect a candidate without at least consulting Judy.
We want Judy!
We want Judy!
Quiet.
Fran, I've been asked whether I'm for or against the new long skirts. Well, I think long dress is the same as a scarecrow. It tries to protect the property, but it sure don't help the view none. I know some girls favor long skirts because they keep men in the places. Yes, sir, now the boys ain't got no choice. They gotta look at women's faces. Of course, they do say that long skirts pick up a lot of dirt, but you ought to see what the short skirts pick up. So remember my platform. Don't lower your hem, girls. Make them raise the sidewalk.
for Judy.
Jim Hardy Way.
Vote for Judy.
Jim Hardy Way.
Well, so far, Judy has not realized her ambition to become queen of the charity rodeo. However, she still has a chance to beat Mrs. Prudwhistle. It all depends on her getting the vote of Mr. Gregory, the committee chairman. At the moment, Judy and Aunt Aggie are anxiously awaiting his arrival.
Oh, golly, Aunt Aggie, I sure wish Mr. Gregory had get here. This suspense is awful.
Oh, Judy, maybe that's him now.
I'm going to blow my top. I'm going to blow my top!
Why?
It's all dusty.
Gosh, that feller's as nutty as a fruitcake. You know, Aunt Ag, I'd give anything to be queen of that rodeo. Gary Cooper's gonna be the king this year. When he comes up to put the crown on my head, I can just hear him saying in that deep, romantical voice of his...
Pardon me for talking in her fashion, Rita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, you must be getting ready for the rodeo. Gee, that's a beautiful pair of chaps you're wearing.
Chaps? What are they, Senorina?
Oh, those leather things covered with fur.
Senorina, those are my legs. But, Senorina, once I was in a rodeo down in Mexico.
Yeah, well, what did you do in the rodeo, Pedro?
I rode a bucking bronco. They told me to hang on to the horse's neck, but I think I got mixed up.
What do you mean, mixed up?
Well, every time the horse swatted a fly, I was part of the fly swatter. And, Senorita, they even tried to get me to ride a wild camel.
Oh, Pedro, you're kidding. Why, you don't even know what a camel looks like.
Oh, see, I do, too. A camel is what a cow would look like if the cream went to the top.
I didn't think you knew.
Oh. Well, Senorita, if you get any rodeo, I'm going to take my girl to see it.
Oh, you aren't? Which girl, Pedro?
The one I call Oldsmobile. She has an automatic clutch. Well, Senorita, it is very romantic being with my girl.
It is?
See. Last night I went to her house. Her father was out. Her mother was out. The lights were out.
Ooh, Pedro, what happened?
Nothing. My girl was out, too. Well, I will go now, Senorita. Muchas gracias.
Munch on some grass yourself, Pedro.
Judy, Mr. Gregory from the Rodeo Committee is here to see you.
Oh, thank you, Aunt Aggie. Howdy, Mr. Gregory.
Oh, hello, Miss Canova. Before we begin, I think it's only fair to tell you that whoever is chosen Queen of the Rodeo must be the athletic type.
Well, sir, then you've sure come to the right place. Come on, let's talk about sports.
How about wrestling?
Okay, but first let's talk about sports.
Afraid
I'll beat you,
No.
I bet I could.
Yes, I imagine you're good at that. Miss Canova, the contest is narrowed down to you and Mrs. Prutwhistle. Now listen, please. And her family background... As I was saying...
You said it's narrowed down to me and Miss Prudy.
That's correct. And her family background would lend dignity to the role of queen.
Yes, sir.
Why, she claims to be a direct descendant of the Mountbattens.
Oh, shucks, that ain't nothing. My family's been batting around the mountains for years. Why, Mr. Gregory, I come from a pioneer Western family. My great-grandma Two-Gun Judy ran a saloon out in Buzzard's Gulch called the Creaky Elbow.
The Creaky Elbow?
Yeah, it was a good joint to get stiff in. Yes, sir, that was back in the days when the West was rough and tough. I'll never forget Grandma telling me about the time that Two-Gun Judy was behind the bar when the stranger walked in.
Howdy, gal, howdy.
Howdy, stranger. What can I do for you?
I'm just in town looking for a pretty gal.
Well, till you've seen me, you ain't seen nothing, stranger.
That's right. I've never seen nothing stranger.
Texas, ain't you?
Yep.
Panhandle?
Only when I can't find work. Gal, I'd like to drink a toast to all the women in Buzzard's Gulch.
That's mighty nice, Tex. What'll you have?
Pour me some champagne and a slipper.
We ain't got no slipper or champagne. How about a boot full of beer?
No, Gal. I want something stronger.
Well, then try a prairie martini. It's straight wood alcohol with a black widow spider riding side saddle on the alley.
Well, pour me out a small shot.
Okay, safe when.
Chaser. Not so much! I don't want to chase it very far. Doggone it, I sure wished I could find me a gal.
I ain't got nobody.
You ain't got much of a face either. Say, who is this beat-up old Rhode Island Red?
What's the matter, Tex? Don't you like my henna hair?
That's a chem-tone job if I ever seen it.
Tex, this is Cactus Annie. She's the gal who had her face on the barroom floor.
She should have got it off before they started dancing.
Cactus Annie. Say, Annie, what brought you over here?
I come to town to buy myself a nice pair of palominos.
Good. It's about time you stopped wearing them old-fashioned nightshirts.
Well, I'll be seeing you, Two-Gun.
What was that explosion?
Annie must have lit a match in the powder room. Tex. Texy boy.
Yeah?
You're pretty tough, ain't you?
Gal, I'm the roughest, toughest varmint in these here parts. If there's any hombre in this place who thinks he's tougher, I'll fight him a duel.
Did you say you want to fight a duel?
Why, you low-down, mealy-mouthed polecat, name your weapons.
Well, I suggest cream pots.
How about mixmasters at 30 paces?
Stranger, I ain't taking no back talk from a sneaky sidewinding varmint like you.
Lou, I can just smash you.
Stranger, I'm gonna knock your teeth so far down in your throat, you'll have to chew your food twice.
Oh, fiddle faddle, I'm not afraid of you, you great big bully, you. Here, I just dare you to cross this line. Come on, just walk. I dare. Come on.
crossed the line.
Goody gumdrops, now you're on my side.
Speak up!
I'm a little weak. Tex, why waste your time of fighting? There's other things to think about, you know.
That's right, Two-Gun. You're my kind of woman. How about marrying up with me?
Why, Tex, I couldn't marry you. You've got a weak chin.
Well, so what? My grandpa had a weak chin like this, and he had 10 children.
I wonder what would have happened if he'd have had a strong chin. So long, Tex. See you next roundup time. All right, boys, step right up and name your poison drink. She's on the house. And that, Mr. Gregory, is the story of the western branch of my family.
Well, that's a very interesting story, Miss Canova, and it wins you my vote for Queen of the Rodeo.
Gosh, thanks.
But I must warn you that if you ride in the rodeo, you may have to battle your way through a stampeding herd of wild-eyed, bellowing animals, get trampled on, and get pushed all over the place.
Oh, shucks, I'm used to that.
Oh, what do you mean?
I've just been doing my Christmas shopping.
Hello, everybody, hello. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So hello, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo.
Now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman with the musical query, Why Does It Have to Rain on Sunday?
Why does it have to rain on Sunday? The one day the sun ought to shine. Couldn't the sky be blue on Sunday? The one day babies are mine. Monday finds me dreaming things we'll do when we're together.
Then it seems my Sunday dreams are dampened by the weather.
Why does it have to rain on Sunday?
That old weatherman must be saving up all his rain for Sunday.
'Cause he's jealous of baby and me.
Jealous of my baby and me.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Rines. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Now here's Judy.
Sorry, we're a little late tonight, folks. Good night, Mama. Good night, Tweenie.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth. For Colgate's cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, brings out natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. So always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.